in the United States and in Europe, African societies are not perceived as having states. We have individuals. You see, because they think of us as tribes. So the chief is the state. That's why they go on and on and on about Robert Mugabe instead of talking about the Zimbabwean state. For them to sell a project like Zedera to the U.S. population, they have to present Zimbabwe as a demonic individual. That's the only way that Americans can understand and support it. When you translate it into international relations and the propaganda which accompanies U.S. interests in the world, you can see how powerful and effective for European and American populations it has been to vilify and demonize Robert Mugabe. Of course, we need to make a critique of all the African leaders. But I totally disagree that our whole history can be summarized in the demonization of one individual. So we don't have states, we don't have systems, we don't have class struggles. It's just one individual, you know, who's a demon.